Jump at center. Their starting five combination. At center circle, Coley Quinn at 6'4" junior will start there along with Kyron King, Michael Hemingway, Jaden Ivory, and Zach Latimer. And welcome to high school basketball. Greetings to one and all here on WSBT. The opening tip won by Mishawaka, and the Cavemen, as we describe the action here on the radio, will go from right to left and shoot at the south basket here at the Caves. Far left wing, Shively. Back top of the circle to Dylan Hall. Looks to the foul line extension right. Finds Jeffries. Back here near side to Shively. Just underway on a bragging rights night in the NIC 3 days before Christmas. It doesn't get any better than this, basketball fans. Jeffries against the stretching 2-3 Marion zone. Jeffries left side against Shively. Good patience is important. Attack in the zone. Top of the circle. Nothing there. Dribble drive. Jeffries gets a bump. Steps back. Fakes the shot, inside, outside. Shively center floor, back to Hall, right side. And now again Shively. Cavemen have yet to shoot the ball. Now Binion in the corner left. Jeffries, jump pass. Shively, right side. It is Rosebush on the baseline. Binion, double team, triple team, back outside. And great patience, Vince, by Mishawaka. Great defense, chasing the ball by Marion.
Absolutely. Marion's doing a great job of shifting over.
Jeffries feeds inside, bounce pass to Rosebush. Shot up, no, rebound up and in.
Yeah, that was a great job of offense, an offensive board by Dylan Hall, streaking in there to get that rebound and a nice, easy putback.
Hall coming off a 14-point performance in Tuesday's win at Northside Gym gives his home team a 2-0 advantage. Center floor now, Michael Hemingway. Hemingway dribbles, drives, backs up against the man-to-man caveman defense. Polar opposite of the Marion 2-3 zone that Rob Berger has perfected over the years there at the Catholic School for Mishawaka. Far left side. It is Ivy. Ivy, one-handed bounce pass, right side, catch, shoot, too strong. Hemingway misses. Rebound on the run, Jeffries. He'll flash to the forecourt, puts on the brakes at the hash mark, and will set up against that Marion Knight zone. In the corner left, Dylan Hall, double team, goes center floor to Shively. Shively with a flip, now off to Rosebush. Rosebush on the wing left, center floor to Jeffries. Stretches it inside, Hall turns, spins, got away with a travel. Topside, Jeffries launches a three and scores it.
Well, that's how you beat the 2-3 zone. Put it inside, kick it back outside, go right over the top of it.
Great ball movement by Mishawaka, leading 5-0 at 5:45 first period. Now across the equator, off to the far right side. Hemingway inside, feeds to the baseline. Dribble drive underneath. Bucket is up and good. Good feed by Ivy. Down on the inside to Latimer, and a foul on the Cavemen. It'll be Sam Shively's first and the game's first.
Well, and that was, like you said, that was a really, really good feed by Ivy. He was pretty much in no man's land down there on the baseline. Found a streaking Latimer for the easy layup. Got a chance for the three-point play.
Latimer with a real quick trigger. Gets one bounce, two bounce, and fires up the free throw quickly and in. It is a 5-3. Marion deficit at two, but they're going to get the ball back. As Mishawaka turns it over, Marion turning up some backcourt pressure that forced the Cavemen into their first mistake.
I think one of the keys tonight is going to be how patient can Mishawaka be on the offensive end, because Marion loves that 2-3 zone, and they're going to stay in it. They're going to rotate really well. And Mishawaka's going to have to be patient to find their openings.
Coley Quinn left foul line extension. Finds Ivy. Dribble penetration. Feeds it to Hemingway. Put his shoulder down. Put it up and in. But he ran over Trayshawn Jeffries. And we'll have a player control foul on the playmaker for the Knights.
Well, and Hemingway coming fresh off of his AP All-State selection yesterday. And looked like more of a football than a basketball
He's
move
feeling
there.
Strong.
That's right. That's right.
Feeling fresh. As they say now, he's got it going on.
That's right.
Right. Shively against a diamond in one press and puts the bounce pass errantly on the floor. And that trap for Marion has forced Mishawaka into back-to-back turnovers. And that'll bring Ron Heklinski off the Mishawaka bench saying, come on, Sam. We got this.
You don't like those unforced errors as a coach, no matter what sport you're coaching. And you just don't want to give Marion any extra opportunities on the offensive end.
Jaden Ivey, left side, goes right side to Hemingway. Against the Mishawaka man-to-man defense. Baseline corner, nothing there. Back out to Hemingway, foul line extension right side at 5 minutes to go, first quarter. 5-3 Cavemen. Baseline dribble drive. Good feed into Quinn. Caught it, bobbled it, but was reached in and fouled. Dave Spencer in the stripes will make the whistle from the outside. And it is on Mishawaka's Dylan Hall. His first, team second. 4:52 first quarter. Good crowd on hand. Can't be here in person. Glad you're with us on the radio here for Mishawaka High School basketball on WSBT. Ivy with a shake and bake move, top of the circle. No entry as Dylan Hall plays good belly to man-to-man defense. Center floor, Hemingway. Dribble drive. Little float pass out to King. King, dribble entry. Nothing there. Back to Hemingway. Hemingway outside the arc. Little shake, little bake, little dribble drive. Floater, put up, no. Blocked. Rebounded by Binion. Binion to Jeffries. He'll flash up the floor through the teeth of the defense. Little jump pass in the lane to Binion, and they're going to say Binion travel with it.
Yeah, and that's tough because Jeffries is going in there just the trees, and he's not a big guy, so he looked for a streaking John Binion. I don't think John Binion was expecting that pass, so shuffled his feet a little bit, but really good look by Jeffries to find Binion.
Ron Eklinski giving Dave Spencer an earful. Coley Quinn gets the lob pass from right to left and puts up a nice dribble drive off the glass. Hemingway with a great view, seeing the court, and Coley Quinn with some great skills has his first two. 5-5, not dribble drive, hard to the right side. Rochebush shot, put up, blocked by Quinn, rebounded by Marion. Quinn up the floor, right side to Latimer. He'll dribble drive, throw up a prayer, rimming, no, but he gets bumped and fouled by two white jerseys. Let's see who they call the foul on. I believe John Binion, and my assumption is correct.
Yes, sir. But, you know, one knock on John Binion's game is sometimes his foul trouble. So he's going to want to be careful not to get into early foul trouble because Mishawaka does not want him on the bench this early in the game.
You cannot afford 42 sitting next to Coach Eklinski. First free throw by Zach Latimer on these two shot opportunities are good. He's 3 for 3. He's got 6 points. Check that, he's got 5 points, and it's a 7-5 Marion lead on a 7-0 run. Shively in the backcourt. Marion now picking up the pressure a bit. Across the timeline, Shively, and a reach-in foul by Kyron King. Let's just say this, Vince. I've never worn stripes, well, at least those zebra stripes in my life, okay? I could have called that foul.
Yeah, you know.
That was Captain Obvious.
They're trying to put a nice, aggressive trap in the corner as soon as they cross the half-court line. Just got a little too aggressive on that one.
Also, you're wondering, as a coach would say, hey, let's get physical and push them and maybe get in their heads just a little bit. I think Marion's trying to get in Mishawaka's head with the physicality just a bit.
And you're the visiting team, so you really got nothing to lose. And I don't know how deep Coach Berger goes, but he might be able to give up some of these fouls.
Shively out to Jeffries, and he tried to move too quickly and travel with it. So good ball move by the Cavemen, but ultimately their third turnover in 4 possessions. And possession back to Mishawaka Marion. The Knights are 3-1. Mishawaka 4-3 through 7 games. Each of these two clubs are 2-1 in a log jam for fourth place in the NIC. Top of the circle. Hemingway dribbles, fakes, drives, misses, rebound. Dylan Hall falls down, picks up the loose ball, hands it to Trayshawn Jeffries in a pile of white and silver jerseys. And the jump ball arrow will give possession back to the visitors from Marion High School.
Yeah, it's going to get scrappy on the floor.
Going to go to Mishawaka.
Oh, no, that's not right. Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah, it is supposed to stay with Marion.
Okay. That was live radio, fans. Welcome to the crowd, Mike. Dave Spencer, he's getting roasted here tonight. You think it was his birthday. Now dribble drive on the steal. Dylan Hall goes strong to the hole, laid up and in. He had 2 silver jerseys right on his back hip, but was able to on the steal and score. Tie this one at 7.
That was a great physical take by Dylan Hall, too. He's kind of the spark plug for this team, too.
A lot of athleticism there. Dribble drive, Hemingway with a carry or a reach-in foul. But either way, no basket. And it's going to be the offensive player control foul on Michael Hemingway. And Vince, a moment ago, he talked about maybe John Binion wanting to stay out of foul trouble. There's a big, big foul on Michael Hemingway. Averaged 17 points per game, the leading scorer, yet to score, sitting on the bench next to Rob Berger.
Well, and not often do you see 2 offensive fouls being called on the star for Marion. So, yeah, that's a big problem for Coach Berger.
Bad pass on the bouncer by Mishawaka, stolen by Marion, stolen back by Jeffries. Now left of the lane, Dylan Hall tries to dribble penetrate, but bobbled it, and now they'll slow it down. Shively to Jeffries against the 2-3 Marion zone. You might note when Hemingway came out, Isaiah Evans checked in for Mishawaka, giving John Binion a breather. Jeffries in the paint. Hall, good spin move. Takes it with a bad angle into Evans. Isaiah Evans gets the rebound, and he goes up for the board, and Jerry Bracey absolutely pummels him in with a foul.
Well, I was at 8. Coming off the bench, looking to make some noise. He's definitely made some noise right there with that rebound, and now he's going to attempt to get his first shots or his first points of the game at the free throw line.
Isaiah Evans, 6'1 senior, had a great high school football season. And he'll nail the first free throw. Isaiah coming off a 6'1 senior off a 4-point performance Tuesday at Northside Gym. Averages 2.5 per game. Substitution for Mishawaka Marion, Jake Bishop. And 6'4", checks back into the lineup, or rather enters the lineup. And you'll see Kyron King take a chair. Second Evans free throw up, no rebound. Bounces off two or three sets of hands, and they're going to say Marion ball. No, Mishawaka ball.
He said white ball and then ran back to the other side.
Just trying to psych me out. He knows I haven't done a game in a while. 2 minutes here before the first quarter break. 8-7 K-Man. Inbounds way in the backcourt. The Lombard to Dylan Hall. Hall to Jeffries in the paint. Double team. Rosebush turns, spins it outside back to Hall. Hall in the wing. Left side. Peyton Johnson, who's just subbed in as well for Ron Hiklinski's club. Jeffries pounds it inside. Dylan Hall traveled with it.
Yeah, a couple too many steps there. He just looked a little bit indecisive about what he wanted to do and then finally decided to drive to the basket, but he'd already taken two steps, so that wasn't going to work out too well.
Good interior defense by Coley Quinn helped force that. And C.J. Fisher races to the scorer's table with 100 seconds to go before the quarter break. The catch and shoot, right wing, Latimer. What a great, great shot. I'm not sure his fingerprints were on the ball. He didn't have it long enough.
Yeah, he's a sharp shooter. A lot of times Marion's going to have four guys in the game that can shoot the three, and he's a quick, quick shot.
Knights rack up another foul. Jerry Bracey whistled for the foul. It's his second. And team number five. Actually, correction, is his first.
Yep.
High lob pass center floor. Against that stretching 2-3 Marion zone. Johnson, center floor. Jeffries with it on the wing. Top side, Hall. Left wing, Johnson. Johnson almost threw it away. Saved by Hall. Inside, outside. Now Jeffries flies through the middle of the lane. Ball knocked off the chest of C.J. Fisher, but he lost it out of bounds. Caveman just trying to go maybe one MPH too fast.
I agree, and kind of like we talked about earlier, going to have to be a little bit more patient. They're going to have the lane with that flashing guy coming to the top of the lane and then John Binion at the bottom of the lane. They just need to be patient to make sure that that window is all the way open.
Backcourt inbounds, rather. Jaden Ivory playing the point with Michael Hemingway with two fouls on the Marion bench. Under a minute, first quarter. Marion leads it. Their largest lead is 10-8. Outside three, launch left wing. No, Coley Quinn high in the air, gets the rebound. Put up an air ball, no. Rebound and the foul. Trayshawn Jeffries got caught no man's land and ultimately undercut Jerry Bracey. Nothing flagrant, but the foul on Trayshawn Jeffries is his first. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. He's Vince D'Addario. I'm Brian Miller. Glad to have you with us here. Hope Sean Stiers is enjoying a little holiday break. Well-deserved. Inbounds. Strong to the hoop. Put it up. No. And the walk by Jake Bishop gives possession back to the host from Mishawaka.
A lot of happy feet on both sides tonight. I mean, it's a big game. You know, maybe a little bit of nerves there. Not really being decisive with what they want to do with the basketball. A lot of travels already.
Jeffries to Hall. Hall got into a pickle. Picked up his dribble, and then as he kind of leaned into his pass, he committed and then threw it away errantly. So if I have got it correct, what, the fifth turnover for Mishawaka, and those all here in about the last 4 minutes.
And they're all due to that trapping, half-court trap that Marion's been imposing on them as they bring the ball up the court.
Bracey, hash mark left side now, finds Jaden Ivey. 20 seconds and a two-point Marion lead with possession. Top side, shake and bake, Bracey. Floats in the lane, rattles it up, in and out, no. Rebound, Dylan Hall. Ball knocked away, he'll retain it. Brings it across the timeline in front of us here on the scores table. 7 seconds, center forward to Trayshawn. Jeffries out to Johnson. Catch and shoot three. Left-handed three-pointer. Up, no, off the rim. Rebound, Marion. Three-quarter shot off the glass, and we go to the quarter break. 8 minutes in the books here from Mishawaka High School. The Cave, hot and exciting for high school hoops holiday style. After one. Visitors from Mishawaka Marion. The Knights lead Mishawaka 10-8. We're back to second quarter after this on WSBT. We turn the page to quarter number two along with Vince D'Addario. I'm Brian Miller. Glad to have you with us for Mishawaka High School basketball here on WSBT after one period. Marion 10, Mishawaka 8. Vince, your thoughts on the first 8 minutes?
Well, you know, it's nice and close, just like we hoped it would be. I mean, both teams scrapping. I think both teams a little bit nervous, but a great first quarter of play so far.
Caban working against that zone into the paint. Shively dribble drives, had the ball tapped away, but chasing down the loose balls, Trayshawn Jeffries, all 5 foot five of him, and he'll go back to work offensively. Jeffries wing right, finds Shively, back to Jeffries, hook pass, Shively fakes a three, Evans top of the circle, gets it to Jeffries, out left wing, Hall three ball, up no, rebound Isaiah Evans, bodies go flying, Evans will help Jaden Ivey up, and a jump ball possession arrow will be given to Mishawaka Marion. Our first quarter tonight was presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 20 years of home mortgage and refinancing loan experience serving you. Special thanks to Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage for their support of high school basketball, Mishawaka caveman style on the radio this season at WSBT. So Bracey with it against the Knights. And their offense inside to Coley Quinn. Has a shot blocked in the way up, but a rebound weak side up and in there. Nice move to the hole by Jaden Ivory.
Yeah, he really crashed the boards well on that one from the backside. Wasn't expecting Coley Quinn to miss that layup, but he did, and Ivy was able to clean it up.
Jump pass, Shively against the trapping zone that really has been effective for Marion, forcing Mishawaka into too many turnovers early. Jeffries. Swings it left side to Shively. Top side to Jeffries for Mishawaka. Again, going from right to left, shooting at the south basket here at the Cave. Jeffries into the corner right side. Dylan Hall. Mishawaka has to stay patient. Shively. Left wing, three ball, launch it and score it. Big trade for the 5'9 junior Sam Shively. And Ron Heklinski will burn a quick Mishawaka 30-second timeout. We'll take a break, 6:26 till half. Caveman trail by one, 12-11 back after this 30-second timeout on WSBT. Couple other area scores at the end of one at the Penn Palace. The Kingsmen of Penn lead Elkhart Memorial 22-10. A big game in the NIC. Clay looking for their first win all over this season, in and out of the league. They lead Glenn of John Glenn, Walkerton rather, 17-15 after one. That could be a big one.
That would be huge for a very, very young and athletic Colonial team searching for that first victory.
So after the timeout by Mishawaka, they'll go back to the man-to-man D. Jaden Ivey dribbles through a triple team of defenders, puts up the shot, and they're going to say a push, but I think before the shot. So the Mishawaka foul before the shot. And the foul on Dylan Hall.
Yes, to the dismay of, to the dismay of the Mishawaka Marion fans, because that was a nice take to the basket, and he ended up putting it through, but they called the foul before the shot.
Now, if we're Bankers Life Fieldhouse, that counts, of course.
Of course.
You know, for the guys that get paid to play. Deep to the right side, inbounds to Marion and Jaden Ivory. Ivory jump passes against the double team, gives to Bishop. Bishop launches a three and scores it. Southpaw smooth with that shot and score. 15-11, Marion's lead for their biggest. Jump pass, Jeffries in the corner, finds help from Peyton Johnson. Johnson back center floor against that stretching 2-3 Marion zone. Jeffries between the rings, goes to the right side, finds Johnson center floor. Back to Dylan Hall, rather Shively, now to Jeffries. Jeffries from three, can't get it to fall. Tapped up, no. Loose ball squirts out, picked up by Bracey. Bracey on the run for Marion, running left-handed. Hook shot is good. You do not want to get into a track meet with this Marion club.
No, you don't. That's one of the things that Coach Klinsky talked about in the pregame. They're not going to be able to keep up if this becomes a track meet.
Out center floor, Trayshawn Jeffries. Now to Peyton Johnson, back to Jeffries. Center floor, Johnson left of the lane. Hook pass, jumps out. Jeffries saves it, tips it. Shively catches, shoots three. Right wing miss, no. Rebounded by Marion. Coley Quinn and also Ivy come up with the rebound, and then in the outlet, Marion intending it up the floor for Latimer, throws it well over his head into the cash Christmas tree. And we'll tell you all about a halftime down in the far corner.
And right now, you know, Mishawaka is staring at a six-point deficit, and what they cannot do is to start rushing themselves on the offensive end, firing up ill-advised shots, because they need the high-percentage shots to claw back into this thing, and they need to take their time getting there.
Kenny Minifield has checked into the combination off the bench for the Cavemen now, trailing 17-11. They'll work it corner left, three ball launch, three ball missed. Dylan Hall, Trayshawn Jeffries goes up in the land of the Giants. He was giving away about 7 inches, but boy, he can't get up in the air for a kid 5'5".
He rebounds, and you know, rebounding is all about want, and he wants to get the rebound, and he does a great job, and he's not afraid to go up against anybody.
Jaden Ivey, his first foul, team's sixth. Common foul inbounds to Mishawaka. Trailing 17-11 here at the 440 mark before halftime. Trayshawn Jeffries out left side, finds it in the middle field. Center floor now, Jeffries. High hook pass in the paint. In and out of the hands of Dylan Hall. Somehow he saved it. Puts up the shot. Off the glass, too strong. Tapped up by Quinn, but saved on the ball out to the center floor. To Jeffries, to Minifield, who hit the three.
Yeah, that's a huge shot for Mishawaka. Being able to drain that three and stay in this game.
Well, the possession wasn't pretty, but the end effect was 3 points. And now an air ball missed right side. Put up, no. Rebound, Dylan Hall. Rosebush out to Jeffries. In the corner, Johnson. Back to Minifield. Center floor, Mishawaka will reset it now with A.J. Rosebush. And now he'll switch spots as Jeffries takes over the point. Left corner, three ball, launching, Johnson, no, rebound, Latimer, and Bishop inside. And we'll see, I think Bishop got away with a pushing foul. Yep, it is Jake Bishop. It is his first foul. Good check off on the inside by John Binion. And
that's going to put him in the bonus.
That was the seventh foul, so opportunity at the free throw line for A.J. Rosebush. He averages 4.3 points per contest. Cavemen, a 61% free throw shooting team, but hit a very impressive 17-20 at the stripe Tuesday in the win over at Elkhart Central's Northside Gym. First Rosebush free throw is good. Cavemen 2 for 3 there on the night. The Knights are 3 for 3.
Right.
3:54 before the break. Second free throw, nothing but net. So Rosebush gets his first pair of points, and it's a 17-16. Marion lead by one. They have possession. In the backcourt, left to right, Jaden Ivory picked up by Jeffries. Center floor, it is Bishop. Far to the left side, dribble drive, King running, layup is good. And actually not King, but that was Bracy.
What a nice take, right off the dribble, right to the basket. I'm sure Mishawaka was hoping for a little bit more help side defense on that one, had a pretty clear path.
Jump pass, Jeffries inside for Binion. He threw a Roger Clemens 104-mile-an-hour fastball that he couldn't hang on to.
Well, it's tough when you're 5 feet away to catch that 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Substitution, Caveman Rosebush takes a chair, and you will see Isaiah Evans, the 6'1 senior, return.
And Hemingway still on the bench for Marion with 3.5 to go in the second quarter.
Jaden Ivey, backcourt with it, picked up by Trayshawn Jeffries. Just across the timeline, 3:20 to go in the first half. Top of the circle, faking left, going right. Ivy, as he tries to cut back in, slips and falls down. Ultimately a turnover on the Knights. Possession back to Mishawaka.
That tried for the amazing spin move. If he could have pulled that off, it would have been pretty impressive, but a couple too many steps. Like you said, we're not playing in the league, so they're not going to let that one slide.
Jeffries dribbles left point right in front of us. Turn, spins it outside to Minifield. Minifield back to the right, gets it back to the left, out of Jeffries. Inside, outside. Isaiah Evans, topside Minifield. Ooh, good head fake. Kicks it out to Johnson. Catch and shoot. Three. Rimming. No. Rebound. Jerry Bracy and Mishawaka Marion. Cavemen are getting some good looks. They're just not hitting that outside jumper. In the paint, little mini jumper. Put up. Missed by Bishop. Rebound, John Binion. Here come the Cavemen. Long, lob pass up the floor. Johnson slows it down, waits for things to settle, and Marion will settle back into that 2-3 stretching. Actually, almost looks like a 2-1-2 zone. Minifield out left side to Johnson. Back to the top. Kenny inside. Good feed. Finds Evans on the backdoor cutter. Good.
Well, that was a great look, too, because John Binion is the focus of the Marion defense. So they're in a 2-3, but that middle guy is on Binion.
Jump pass left corner and then pass to the right side, and James Bishop nails the triple. So Marion answers right back to cut it back, or rather push it back to a 4-point game again, 22-18. 2 minutes first half. Minifield inside Binion. He's got defenders draped all over him in a foul. Going to be on Coley Quinn.
Well, and if you would have told me, Brian, with 1:56 left to go in the second quarter, that John Binion would still be searching for his first point of the ball game, and Mishawaka only trails by 4, I'd have said you were crazy.
or they were in deep doo-doo, one or the other. Binion at the line. Free throw up, free throw good. Binion averaging, again, 16.9. We'll call it 17 points per game. Substitution, Peyton Johnson out. Sam Shively returns. But at the free throw line, Binion, a 67% free throw shooter. And in typical fashion, the statistics jinx the free throw shooter and the miss of the rebound to Marion. A minute 50 before the break. I perfected that over 30-some years of doing play-by-play in basketball.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll tell you, Vince. Top side three, launched, missed. Bracey, rebound, Binion. Collects it for the caveman. Here comes Jeffries into Binion. He'll go strong to the glass. Put it up. No! And a blocking foul on Marion and on Coley Quinn. And that's going to get some oohs and ahs from the fans in silver and blue.
Well, we may or may not be surrounded by Marion fans, so that's going to you're going to get a few oohs and ahs after that one, but one of the things John Binion does so well is he's so athletic. He can take the ball coast to coast and go in there for that free throw. And frankly, it was very brave of Coley Quinn to get in his way on that one.
I thought the same thing. 1-1, front end, missed, rebound. Coley Quinn, 4. Mishawaka Marion.
I think it was supposed to be 2 shots on that one.
And now we have mass confusion. Boone Fisher, the official score, forced them to buzz the buzzer and say, you said 2 shots. And he says, yes, I called 2 shots.
Well, and that's the right call, too, because he was driving the lane. He was going up for the shot.
So the officials will gather. They're going to have to put some time back on the clock.
Yeah.
Probably 1:35. Was it 1:35?
Block on number 3. No shot.
So Rob Berger campaigning and giving his opinion. Right now there's like about 4 different district meetings going on. And nobody really knows what the other one's all about. So what's going to happen is John Binion's going back to the free throw line.
Yes.
He's going to shoot one more. Because it was the front end of the 1-1. And after all that, thank goodness for caveman fans, he scored it.
Yes. Yeah, so ends up being, we'll see if that one point ends up making a difference here moving down the stretch. But as it is right now, Mishawaka trails 22-20.
A minute 36 before the half. Little lob pass out to midcourt. Catch by Letterman. Jump pass by Bishop. And that pass by Quinn maybe just ever so slightly overled Latimer that forced him just a bit. And now John Binion will return on the offensive-defensive switch by Ron Heklinski. And as Binion checks back in, Rosebush will sub out. And Marion will come with Kyron King back into the league, or back into the combo. Coley Quinn will get a breather and wanting to stay away from his third foul.
Smart.
So here we go. Possession backcourt. Marion in their defensive setup. Down in the Mishawaka forecourt now. Jeffries brings it across the timeline. Right side. Gets it on the reverse from midfield. Jeffries into Binion. Too fast. Ball rattled off with a couple sets of hands. They'll say Mishawaka touch it last. Possession to the Knights with a minute 22 and a 22-20 game.
Well, that was one of those 50-50 balls where it kind of went into a group and then went out of bounds. So either way, somebody's not going to be happy with that call.
Now up the floor, Bracey races across the hash mark in front of the Mishawaka student body. They are festively dressed in their holiday pajama attire tonight. Right wing, 3, launch, missed by Latimer. Long rebound, chased down the baseline corner there by Kenny Minifield. Minifield races across the equator. Looks to the right, goes to the left, dribbles it off the front of his leg, saves the dribble, out to Jeffrey's right side. 55 ticks before the break. Mishawaka trailing by 2, 22-20 to visiting Marion. Now Jeffries will do his Bobby Plump impression and just hold the basketball and try to force Marion out of this zone. But Marion's going to laugh because, hey, we got the lead.
Right, they're gonna let him take the last shot. Worst case scenario, they're down by 1 going into halftime.
And now the cat and mouse game will begin with 29 ticks before the break. Right point, actually top of the circle now is Binion. Right of the lane is Isaiah Evans. Minifield's on the far right wing, way almost out of bounds. Shively here at the near left hash mark, and Jeffries though on the far right side, and now he'll start dribbling at 12 seconds. Down to 10. Jeffries right side. Little shake, little bake, pop up, pull up, three. Air ball, no. Rebound, Binion, put it up and in! Did a great job of using the body on Latimer, and we are tied going to halftime.
Well, you'd expect nothing less with this game, the way it's been going so far, being tied going into halftime. What a great rebound by John Binion.
And Binion gets his first field goal at 0-0-0 on the clock.
That is correct.
If you had told me that tonight, I would have figured trouble for Mishawaka, but at the break, we're all knotted. We're even like we started. It's 22-22. Mishawaka and Mishawaka Marion, the 3-1 Knights, the 4-3 Cavemen, locking horns here in the NIC, and for the bragging rights of the Prince of City. Here at the break, 22-all. Vince and I'll return with our halftime report coming up, sponsored by, of course, our friends at the Mishawaka Education Foundation. We'll do that after this timeout. Matt Embry standing by with a high school basketball scoreboard update and so much more. Stay tuned. It's Indiana High School Basketball, Mishawaka Caveman style on WSBT. They can catch fire. This is a big game in the league because with Marion and Mishawaka each 2-1 in the league, they are tied for fourth in the NIC boys basketball standings, also with a St. Joe and New Prairie club that's each 2-1. They each trail South and Washington and John Glenn, who are 3-0 in league play, and number one ranked in the Hoosierland, South and Riley, who is 2-0 in the league, 9-0 overall. And, of course, you heard those scores a little while ago from Matt Embry. We'll continue to keep us updated. Kind of a light night as far as other games around the area, but nonetheless, certainly some very meaningful games in the NIC. Boy, if Clay could get that first win, how big that would be. Actually, that's Mishawaka's next opponent, Southwick Clay, in the Northwood Holiday Tournament. Oh. And coming up Wednesday after Christmas, Marion will take on Concord in a combination tournament that will also include Hammondknoll and LaPorte. So some good hoops during the holiday coming up.
Well, what a confidence booster that would be for Clay. They start two freshmen and two sophomores on that team. So very youthful squad over there on the north side of South Bend.
I remember when Delray Brooks was youthful. I was starting to call games back then, if that tells you anything. But let's hope he can get it turned around for the Colonial fans. Alternate possession era to begin this third quarter. I'm Brian Miller, Vince Denario with the color commentary and stats here tonight. We are glad to have you with us. Matt Embry, our studio engineer, high school basketball on WSBT and, of course, the Midland Engineering Company. Alternate possession as the Cavemen work it left, work it right, work it down inside. Dylan Hall puts it up, no, tries to punch the rebound out of the hands of Ivy, but Ivy controls it, and Marion will set it up. Marion now going from right to left, shooting at the south basket here at the Cave, just off to our left. Latimer, Quinn, backdoor feed, alley-oop running jumper, no. Jaden Ivory almost thought about the dunk, but then got bumped and fouled, and in the act of shooting, he'll shoot a pair as A.J. Rosebush picks up his first foul in the team's first of the second half.
That was a good take. He was wide open. It was a good find by Marion on the baseline, and he was able to go up and at least draw some contact.
Ivy misses the first of a two-shot opportunity. He has 2 points on an early first quarter field goal. Second free throw, this one a line drive, but finds the bottom of the net. His third point is 23-22 Marion. Now from left to right, Trayshawn Jeffries heading to the north basket here at the Cave. On the same side as the Mishawaka student body, you might note. Jeffries, shake and make move into the corner right to Shively. Shively gets that stretching Marion 2-3 zone. Good cut in the middle. Catch and shoot. Nice move to the basket. Dylan Hall, and a great job of finding this man. There is Trayshawn Jeffries.
Now he gets the Mishawaka student section up, waiting for that first basket of the second half.
Dribble drive in the paint. Coley Quinn bobbles it, picks up the loose ball in a land of white jerseys, and somehow Quinn in a one-on-three situation comes up with the loose ball and score. He's got four, and it's a 25-24 Marion lead. Hash mark left side, it is Shively to Trayshawn Jeffries out between the rings. Deep right point area. Shively, reverse skip pass left corner. Left hash mark area to Jeffries, right in front of the Mishawaka student section. In the paint, they try the cutter inside the hall, intercepted by Ivy. Up the floor, good move. Hemingway steps between the defenders with a running layup. His first field goal of the ball game, and Ron Heklinski will burn a full Mishawaka timeout. 6:09, period number three. Marion timeout, actually a 30-second timeout for Mishawaka. 30-second TO, we're back after this on WSBT. Speaking of Rossini's, Our sponsor of the third quarter. There's still time to give Rossini's a call. Speaking of that carryout to go home, I have Rossini's in my phone.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should consider calling them maybe for a fourth quarter. Well, maybe your son could run down the street and pick it up for us.
Right?
He's got a Colts jersey on. He's got to be fast. 27-24 after the Ron Hekinski timeout for Mishawaka. Caveman ball. Don't look now, but the Knights have matched up man-to-man. You think that might throw a monkey wrench into Ron Heklinski's plans after that 30-second timeout? Hill dribbles right side. Power move against two. Put it up and in. Or actually, A.J. Rosebush from Dillon Hall. And Rosebush with his fourth point.
Well, it's almost they were almost running an inverted 2-3, so it's a 3-2. And they got their big man, Coley Quinn, at the top.
And a bad pass is stolen by John Binion, who will run the court. Put it up and in. And now we trade timeouts. Rob Berger, after the little mini Mishawaka run of 4-0, will burn the timeout. So Rob Berger burns the TO, 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. 28-27, Caveman has surged back to a one-point lead.
Well, and that gives you the idea of the athleticism of John Binion being able to make the steal, go three-quarter court all the way to the lane, and a nice athletic layup there to finish it off to put Mishawaka up by one.
He had two defenders right on him, stepped right in front of the intended receiver, if you will, of that pass. And Coley Quinn. So Hemingway, who had foul trouble early, checks back in. See if he can get on track with just 2 points here for the first two quarters and 3+ minutes. Backcourt, Hemingway walks it patiently now here to the forecourt to Ivy. Ivy for Mishawaka Marion. Right point to King. King on the wing. Right side, outside the arc, it's Hemingway. Hemingway center floor to Coley Quinn. Quinn with it. Center court. Latimer dribbles against the Mishawaka man-to-man. Deep right side, travel. Good move on the playground, but Jaden Ivey called for the walk. And at 5:01 third quarter substitution, Jerry Bracey re-enters for the Silver and Blue.
Well, it almost looks like Marion is not all that comfortable going slow, playing that half-court offense. They want to get up and go. That's where they're going to be most effective. And the longer that Mishawaka plays that tight defense, the better off it's going to be for the home team.
Bounce pass in the circle. Latimer bellies up on Dillon Hall. Outlets it to Shively. He'll nail his third or his second three-pointer of the night. His sixth point, 31-24. Caveman, their biggest lead since 5-0. Center floor now, Hemingway. Backs off from the right point area. Now to King. King left of the lane. Double teamed outside right wing. Hemingway, baseline little feed. Latimer jumped, shot inside as he kind of jumped between the defenders and then put the shot up. No, and he's fouled.
That's a pretty nice move there by Latimer, too. On the baseline, little jump stop going up for the hoop. But he was able to draw contact and head to the line.
So a caveman foul on Dillon Hall is his third. Team second of the half. Marion yet to be whistled for a foul here in half number two. And the Zach Latimer free throw is good. He's 4 for 4 at the stripe tonight. And Hall with that third foul will take a chair. And fellow senior 5'10", 12th grader, Kenny Minifield will sub back in. He had some quality minutes in that first half off the bench. Latimer's second free throw is good. And he's got 10 on the night. 31-29. Hall, deep left point to Minifield. 4:17 and counting third quarter. Caveman leading by Deuce. Now outside, left side. Eyes, flies, three. No, missed by Rosebush. Rebound up the floor. Here comes Hemingway. Puts on the brakes, deep right point. Backs up behind the arc. Not at King. Center circle. Top of the wing left, it is Bracey. Out to Hemingway. Oh, he got away with a travel. Top side three. Launch, misses. No, rebound. John Binion cleans the window. Pulls it down with the Windex award and now hands behind him to Rosebush. Across the timeline, hash mark left side now to Shively. 3:45 third period. Now Jeffries works again against that zone defense that Marion switched back to. Turnaround, little jumper all alone in the donut hole of that zone with Sam Shively. He's got back-to-back buckets here in the third and he's got 8 points and Mishawaka's leads back to four.
Well, Mishawaka, I mean, Sam Shively isn't in there for his scoring. So to have him put up 8 points so far in this game is as a nice welcome addition to the offense.
Latimer goes into the lane, up in the air, has it stripped away by Jeffries, stolen by Jeffries. He'll flash it up the floor. Out to midfield, right wing. Fakes the three. Out left point, Rosebush. He thought about a trade, instead circles it back out with a bounce pass at 3 minutes, third quarter, to Trayshawn Jeffries. Mishawaka leading 33-29. Deep right point, Rosebush. Ball fakes, looks left. Ooh, goes to midfield, almost stolen away, but saved by the Cavemen. Minifield back center floor to Trayshawn Jeffries. Minifield, reverse jump pass. Left point, nothing there for Rosebush. He'll reverse it back out left side. Jeffries, outside to Rosebush. Baseline left, Minifield draws a double team. Turns, pivots, drug the pivot foot with a good defense by Marion and the turnover.
Yeah, kind of went down there into no man's land on the baseline. Was looking for some help and drug that pivot foot just a little bit too much.
So possession back to the Knights after the turnover, and there was a flurry of turnovers by the Cavemen earlier. They kind of settled down and handled that Marion defense a bit better than they did late first quarter. Dribble left of the lane, Bracey outlets it to King, launches three, misses three. Coley Quinn running, chases it down, gets to Hemingway, running, right-handed floater, no, rebound, good body position there by Minifield, gets the rebound, leads Binion on the transition layup, it's good!
What a nice bounce pass to John Binion, didn't even break stride to go up for that layup.
What a great rebound by Kenny Minifield, and he gets the break and the assist. So 35-29, don't look now, Cavemen lead their biggest at six. A minute 45, third quarter at the Cave. Center floor, Hemingway. Working against the Cavemen, switching man-to-man D. Hemingway, launch to Latimer, catch, shoot, three. Remy, no. Rebound, Shively and Binion do it together. In the forecourt, Binion races forward. Trayshawn takes over the point. And now they'll settle in against the Marion 2-1-2 / 2-3 zone. As it rotates, it's kind of like the amoeba defense.
Well, on the other end, that's exactly what Marion wanted. A wide open look by their best three-point shooter in Latimer. He just wasn't able to connect, and a good rebound by Mishawaka.
Minifield, left corner to Trayshawn Jeffries. Outside of the arc, Coley Quinn giving him some space. Now Jeffries will pick up the three, launch the three, no good. Rebound chased down, great hustle by Jeffries. He just couldn't get it chased down and knocked it out of bounds to Marion. 53 ticks here in the third quarter. 35-29, Mishawaka looking for their fourth straight win and their fifth on the season. Backcourt inbounds to Hemingway. Hemingway picked up by Jeffries, three-quarter court. Right in front of us is Coley Quinn. Back to Hemingway, far to the right side. Outside the deep right point area. Now he'll back up right on the Cavemen logo here at the Cave. Straight down for what would be our old position here in the rafters. That's 30 right. Seconds. Hemingway backs out. Will patiently wait against the Mishawaka defense. Man-to-man, now into the lane. Hemingway, jump pass to the corner. Catch and shoot, three for Bracey is good. Didn't wait for the horn, but a great play.
Yeah, it was a great job by Hemingway. Knew that the defense was going to collapse on him to find a wide-open Bracey in the corner.
Trayshawn Jeffries at five, dribbles to the baseline, throws up an air pass, intercepted by Hemingway. Hemingway will pick up the running jumper. No, he had to do so because a layup would not have beat the clock and beat the buzzer as we go to the quarter break. Mishawaka's lead, large as six, is now at four. Check that at three as we head to, I failed my math final, as we head to the end of three. After three, Mishawaka 35, Mishawaka Marion 32, battling rights of the Princess City on the line in high school boys basketball. Fourth quarter's coming up next at WSBT. We turn the page to quarter number four along with Vince Tadario. I'm Brian Miller. Alternate possession arrow to the visitors from Marion High who trail the host Cavemen of Mishawaka. After three, Mishawaka 35, Marion 32. Our third quarter was brought to you by Rossini's Pizza. Alternate possession arrow to the Knights that work it down inside to Latimer. And Zach Latimer with a good fake left and strong move down the right middle side. Makes this a 35-34 ball game. Dylan Hall, deep right wing, tries to dribble penetrate, but he's cut off with good chasing defense by Bracey. Hash mark right side, Jeffries. Jump pass to John Binion. Binion outside the arc. Thought about it. Gives to Shively. He thought about it. Launched the three. Missed. Rebound and a crowd up and in by Dylan Hall.
Now what a great rebound by Dylan Hall. Streaking in there to get that layup.
And he used his left hand on that rebound. Put back.
Fundamentals, baby.
Gotta love it. Jump pass into the left corner. Chased down by Jake Bishop. Outlets to Latimer. Latimer has two defenders on his hip. Outlets it to Hemingway. Launches three. Misses three. Rebound. Binion. And a bad outlet pass. Binion left it lay on the floor that Trayshawn Jeffries wasn't ready for, and Zach Latimer caused enough panic that forced Jeffries into diving on the floor and knocking him down for a very untimely Mishawaka foul and turnover.
Yeah, I agree, and it's going to give Marion a chance to potentially tie the game here, if not get a little bit closer.
That foul on Jeffries, his second, team's third of the half. Marion has yet to have a foul in the second half. Go figure that. And now a jump ball. Reach in on the defender, A.J. Rosebush. And Ron Heklinski will ask Dave Spencer to come over for an explanation.
He wants to just want to get some clarification as to why there's been four fouls called on Mishawaka and none on Marion so far in the half.
Jerry Bracey triggers the inbound to Michael Hemingway. Deep left corner. Chased by Trayshawn Jeffries. Hemingway, jump pass to Quinn, catches, thinks, shoots, got a three and a foul.
Well, Mishawaka pretty much dared Coley to shoot that three and make it by sagging off of him a little bit. He almost was going to pass. He's like, well, if you're going to give me this much space, I'm going to go ahead and shoot it.
So the Coley Quinn three is good, and then a Mishawaka holding foul on Trayshawn Jeffries is his third foul. But now, Vince, this could be a six-point play because the three ties it at 37, and now possession Marion on the common foul. Inbound just before the five-second count. Bracey and the shot put up by Hemingway, I believe, was a two-point shot. And now Trayshawn Jeffries has picked up three fouls in literally 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's not good because that's now going to be his fourth. And, of course, their floor general now is going to have to sit down at least for a little bit.
So a couple of free throws here for Michael Hemingway. His first walks to the free throw line tonight. He averages 17 points per game and now has just his third point. He had a third quarter field goal. And now the free throw, and Ron Heklinski is holding a coach's clinic with a much shorter Trayshawn Jeffries. And I think he has a little less in his backside right now after the chewing he just took.
Well, unfortunately, it's probably well deserved from a coaching standpoint.
Substitution, Kenny Minifield returns to the combination for Mishawaka. Again, with Jeffries with his fourth foul. And that last foul on Marion is on Bishop, his second, and the team's first of the half. Mishawaka ball, trailing by one, 38-37. And Dylan Hall walks it across the way right side.
And what could be huge,
Shively underneath, all alone, Rosebush layup is good. Somebody lost his man.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw that one. It was wide open. That's why I stopped talking, because that was a pretty easy layup there.
That's the most wide open layup we're going to see in a long time. Jump pass, right side, Hemingway finds Bracey for Mishawaka Marion, leading, or trailing rather, trailing by one at 6 minutes, fourth quarter. Hemingway, high bounce with a left-handed dribble, now switches to the right hand on that right side. Picked up by Shively defensively. Alley-oop jump pass. Quinn intercepts it from his teammate. Outlets it now right side to Bracey. Quinn said, hey, I hit it 3 minutes ago. Let me do it again. Topside Hemingway got away with a stutter step. Fires up the off-balance deuce. No. Binion up on the rafters. Pulls down the rebound. Caveman lead and possession with 5:34 to play. In regulation. Minifield. Left side. Finds Shively. Finds Binion. Now finds Hall on the right wing. Topside. It is Rosebush. Rosebush, who had the wide open layup a few moments ago to give the Caveman the lead. Hash mark right side. In front of the Mishawaka bench, it is Shively. Top side. Hall dribbles, feeds, fires and scores it. He chased Quinn, the defender, down the lane and then backed up and got the firing bucket to go. And Rob Berger forced to burn a timeout. We'll do the same. 5:06 to go. Fourth period of play. Timeout Marion. Mishawaka 41, Marion 38. It's Indiana High School Boys Basketball presented by Midland Engineering on WSBT. Along with Vince D'Addario, I'm Brian Miller, filling in on the mic tonight for the vacationing Sean Stiers. We certainly wish him a blessed Christmas season and a chance to spend some time with family and friends. And I know you guys have done a lot of ball games together, but I will assure you, you have not seen Mishawaka shoot any better this season than what they've shot in this last, say, 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much in the second half, they've been lights out. They're now up to 50% on the night from the field. And points in the paint, we said, you know, Marion was leading at halftime. Well, Mishawaka has taken that stat over. They're up 24-16 for shots in the paint.
41-38 Cavemen with Marion basketball as they again go from north to south here at the Cave. Andor right to left. Minifield off to the far left side. Jump pass by Bracey outside center court to Bishop. Back to Hemingway. 4:44 to play in the fourth. Coley Quinn, the lob pass on the reverse skip, and he nails it. His toes were perfectly set. His second three-pointer on the quarter, his 10th on the night, and we're knotted at 41.
Well, if you can pull off that skip pass all the way across the floor like that, that's one great way to beat that zone defense that Mishawaka was employing.
It is Dylan Hall, right wing now to Sam Shively. It is Binion, little hand off to Rosebush, out to Hall. Hall, dribble, penetrates, flyers up on the running jumper. No, rebound, Binion goes back up, blocked by Hemingway, out of bounds, off Mishawaka.
Well, and those running baskets by Hall generally fall for him. That's kind of what got Mishawaka sparked the last home game that we were at with Elkhart Christian. I mean, against Bremen, he took the game over and had it by, I think, 8 straight points, just driving to the lane while John Binion was on the bench in foul trouble.
Hemingway with the right side, goes against Minifield and dribbles in the lane. His defender did a good job of not making contact, but backpedaling, and guess what? A travel on Hemingway, and some of that can be credited to the good defense there by Minifield.
Absolutely, and it's going to be interesting down the stretch here to see how Marion is going to adjust with their star player, Hemingway, with only 3 points and clearly not seeing the basket very well tonight.
It is Shively out hash mark. Right side with the power dribble. Bounce pass, reverses it the other side. Binion draws the double team out to Shively. 3 balls, good! The third triple of the game for Sam Shively. He's got 11, 44-41. Mishawaka with 3:25 to play. Hashmark, right side, Latimer steps behind the arc. Head fakes the three out to Bracey, left side. Ron Heklinski down in the coaching box area, down on one knee, shouting defensive instructions, and instead of that defense, it will not be able to cut out Latimer down the middle of the lane on the finger roll layup is good. Latimer is quite a specimen.
Well, and it's not a bad idea offensively for Berger's team, Coach Berger's team, to have Latimer taking the ball strong to the hoop, because he is such a good free throw shooter as well. If he gets to the line, he's going to knock those down.
Automatic, normally, you are correct. Shively, right side of Hall, 2:42 to play. 44-43, Cavemen with the lead and possession. Top side, Hall, catch, shoot, 3 ball, launch, miss, no. Rebound, Marion. Hemingway did a great job of checking Binion off the glass and controlling that rebound and change of possession. Now Hemingway. Boy, Shively and Latimer really dancing. Now Hemingway, top of the circle, draws some contact. Running right-handed floater's good. And Ron Heklinski, no. Rob Berger will burn a Marion timeout. So the visitors regain the lead at 2:15 to play fourth quarter. Marion 45, Mishawaka 44. Timeout Knights, a 30-second TO. We're back after this on W. Back here to the Cave at Mishawaka High School. Our first final in boys basketball from around the area tonight. Penn, a winner against Elkhart Memorial, 71-61. Girls action earlier tonight here at Mishawaka High. The host Cavemen, the Lady Cavemen, fell to Marion 51-31. Timeout Marion. After they get the lead back, Vince D'Addario, the coaching wheels are really cranking with 2:15 to play.
And Coach Heklinski's got 3 timeouts left. Marion has 2, so it'll be interesting to see how things shake out from here. Plus, Marion only 1 foul away from being in the bonus, so see if free throws.
Shively pass to the inside, blocked and stolen away by Coley Quinn. And as he goes in transition, the Cavemen do a great job of getting back defensively and knocking that out of bounds. There was a foul. Wow, there for a moment, I wasn't sure there was a foul. I thought Shively got a lot of ball, but he'll be called for whistle and foul number two. Team seventh, and free throws here for Coley Quinn. His first walks to the free throw line tonight, and he'll miss the first one.
Well, it makes that foul look a lot better than we had originally thought, and it's only two fouls so far on Shively.
A.J. Rosebush will re-enter Ron Hanklinski's K-Band lineup. He'll sub in for Peyton Johnson, who was in there on the defensive mode. Under 2 minutes to go, 1-5-7 on the scoreboard clock. Caveman student body trying to make some noise, but Coley Quinn is able to ignore that and hit point number 11. 46-44. Bounce pass deep left hash mark. Hall in the corner to Shively. Shively dribbles out hash mark right side to Hall. Center floor to Trayshawn Jeffries, who's working with four fouls. Checked in during the last timeout. Hall looking in, nothing there. Looking out, finds Shively. Shively in the corner, double team, goes to Jeffries. Now to Rosebush at 90 seconds to play. Jeffries dribbles, puts on the brakes. Wing right side, and a timeout, Mishawaka. Ron Hanklinski will burn some dry erase board time. It's a full caveman timeout. We will take a break. With our score, Mishawaka Marion 46, Mishawaka's Caveman 44. You're in tune with Indiana High School Boys Basketball, Mishawaka Caveman style, powered by your friends from Midland Engineering, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. We take this timeout, back after this on WSBT. Back to the Cave after the Ron Hanklinski timeout. 46-44. Will Marion get win number four on the season and snap their one-game losing skid, or can the Cavemen on the home court put together their fourth straight win and their third win, most importantly, in the NIC? I think we're getting our money's worth, Vince.
I would agree with that. I mean, this is a great game, a two-point game with, what, 124 left to go in the game. And I think the free throw shooting, I think, is going to come in to play here. You know, if Marion gets fouled, they're shooting free throws, and Mishawaka's a long ways away from shooting free throws.
Jeffries, deep right point. Gives it in the circle. Rosebush out left wing, or rather right wing, we should say, to Shively. Center court to Hall. Marion stretching and kind of with a matchup zone almost out of that 2-3. Oh, almost a bad pass. Saved by Hall. Back to Shively. A minute three to play. Cavemen trail by two with possession. Shively center floor. Jeffries inside. Cutter. Hall out. Rosebush three ball. Rimming no. Shively bounces the ball on the floor. Loose ball picked up. Hall puts it up. No good. Rebound Binion. Then to Jeffries. Everybody diving to the floor. Loose ball by Bracey. And possession to Marion. Ron Hanklinski is living right now. At what he felt like Trayshawn Jeffries got tackled down in the end zone on that battle. We're going to keep it right here during the timeout with 55 seconds. Well, rather, that's on the timeout clock. That's one factor I don't like on these clocks, but that's my own opinion. Vince, what'd you see?
Well, we've run into that with the clock many times already this year. But, no, what I saw was both teams scrapping on the ground. And when you're a referee, do you let it play out a little bit? You know, especially when you're down this deep in the game, you never want to see a ref make or break the call at this point in the game. I don't mind the no call at this point, but, man, it's getting physical down low.
Jaden Ivey just checked back into the scores table for Marion. We've got a bird's eye view here to our left of the Marion huddle. And while we talk about the X's and O's right now, and I looked in the huddle, and there's the smiling face of senior R.J. Decker, who had 3 years at Marion playing football and basketball. After a transfer to Brownsburg and played football this fall, and just yesterday signed his letter of intent to the Air Force Academy, he is also re-enrolled at Marion, and very possibly, if all the X's and O's and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, his transfer could be official, and he could be back at Marion playing basketball. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that'd be huge for Marion because right now their biggest guy is Coley Quinn, and he's a three-point shooter.
And the inbounds comes to Marion after a mad scramble. Hemingway finds an opening. The Binion intercepts the pass. Down by two, Binion races the forecourt, and a reach-in foul on Jerry Bracey. And things are really getting heated at the cave. 32 seconds to play. Marion with a turnover. Then in transition, Mishawaka looking to tie it, trailing by two. 46-44, and that reach-in foul on Jerry Bracey is his second.
But honestly, that's exactly what Marion wanted. You do not want to let Mishawaka get on a break and get an easy layup. They've got fouls to give for days, so they're going to want to foul outside the three-point line and make it an out-of-bounds play for Mishawaka.
Timeout, caveman. Ron Heklinski will gather his troops with 32 seconds remain. A full timeout. We will take a break. Nail biter at the cave. 46-44. Marion, back after this on WSBT. Back to the cave with Vince D'Addario. I'm Brian Miller. Glad to have you with us here. So I'm assuming a lot of you out doing your Christmas shopping and making the rounds. You might be sitting in a parking lot near you listening to the end of this one. It's well worth it. 46-44. Marion on the road looking for the win. And Mishawaka on the home court looking to extend their winning ways to a four-game win streak. Ron Heklinski's timeout. Let's check the game reset. Possession arrow to Mishawaka. And each of the two schools have one timeout remaining. Inbounds Jeffries out center floor. Goes left side to Shively. Dribbles, drives, kicks into the baseline. Good move. Dylan Hall up for the shot is fouled. And actually, Vince, I'll be honest, I thought he was losing the handle on the basketball on his way to the hoop, but he's underneath the official says, no, it is a foul in the act of shooting. Two shots. Coley Quinn's foul for Marion, his third.
Well, these are some pressure pack free throws right here. Under 30 seconds to go. Down by two. Two shots coming.
First free throw by Dylan Hall. It is up and it is good. His first trip to the stripe tonight. A.J. Rosebush. Rosebush will sub back in for Kenny Minifield. 46-45. Caveman needing a free throw to tie it. Hall with 11 points. Five of those here in the fourth quarter. Free throw up. It is no good. Rebound by Hemingway. A scramble as he has yet to dribble. Now outlets it to Latimer. And a bumpy foul defensively on Mishawaka. And I think on Trayshawn Jeffries, yep, that'll be his fifth.
Well, I'll be honest with you, that foul occurred right in front of us, Brian, and that could have gone either way. There was a bit of a forearm coming from Mishawaka and Latimer, but they ended up calling it on Jeffries, and that's going to be his fifth, like you said.
He'll foul out with 3 points of the night. And free throws up coming for Zach Latimer, who is for 5 for 5 at the stripe tonight. Marion will clear the lane. And with 16 seconds, even if he hits both, it's still a one-possession ball game. Peyton Johnson will sub in as Trayshawn Jeffries fouls out.
Rob Berger pulling his best Mike Gray right now, taking all of his guys off of the lane for the free throw, putting them all back on defense.
And the first free throw is up and good. One more to go. Latimer 6 for 6 the stripe tonight. And he's got 15 points, just over his average of 14 a game. 47-45, 16 seconds to go. Free throw number two is good. 3-point game. Timeout, Rob Berger and Mishawaka Marion. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back. 16 ticks to play, fourth quarter. Marion 48, Mishawaka 45. This is high school boys basketball featuring the Mishawaka Cavemen presented by Midland Engineering on WSBT. On WSBT, high school basketball, sponsored by Lechleitner Doors, Sales, and Service. When your garage door quits working, Lechleitner can fix it fast. Cool. Call 295-6311. Vince, do we have any nails left? Nail-biting time.
I'll tell you what, we got our money's worth for sure. And hey, we got a possibility for some extra basketball here, depending on what happens with Mishawaka. They're going to get the inbound, have to go all the way, but they got plenty of time to do it. What, 16 seconds to go?
16.3 seconds to be exact. 48-45. Marion with the lead. Caveman with Shively inbound in the backcourt to Dylan Hall. Rosebush, Minifield, and Binion also out there. Actually, Johnson, not Minifield. Inbounds up the floor, Hall. Left side, double team. Out to Johnson. Shoots a three. Ribbing, no. Rebound, Hall. Goes back up. He's fouled at 4.2 seconds to go. And that stops the clock. But trailing by three, there'll be two free throws for Dylan Hall. So Dylan Hall, who connected on one of two a few moments ago, will go to the stripe and he'll hit the first one. Substitution Marion, Jaden Ivey returns to the combination. Subbing in for Jake Bishop. Remember, right now Marion is out of timeouts. Mishawaka has one remaining.
So what do? An intentional miss here, right?
We're going to find out. Binion and Rosebush in the lane for the hopeful rebound. Hall's free throw. Up. Good. 1 point game. Backcourt inbounds to Hemingway. They'll chase Hemingway. He'll throw it up. And the Bracey lob. And Mishawaka just couldn't chase down the defense on that loose ball. And possession Marion, they able to eat the last 4 seconds. Which, other than the last 4 seconds, which was kind of anticlimactic, because once the free throw on the inbounds, there was nobody going to catch Michael Hemingway. He had a wide open launch down the far right side of the sideline there. But a heartbreaking loss for Mishawaka as Marion survives and wins at 48-47.
Well, and Mishawaka did a fantastic job tonight. Even though they didn't get the win, and obviously that is the goal, man, from beginning of the season up to this point, now they're going to go into their tournament, they are playing so much better than they did when they first started. I mean, they've always been scrappy, but they just look so much more organized, so much more confident in what they're doing. And honestly, heck of a game by Sam Shively tonight. I mean, he was able to put down 11 points. And he's not exactly known for his offensive touch, and he was able to keep Mishawaka in this game tonight.
Basically doubled his offensive output per contest, but nonetheless a great ball game. Big, big road win for Marion against the rivals from the Princess City. And the final again, Marion 48, Mishawaka 47. We invite you to stay tuned. Our postgame show presented by Sonic is coming up next. We will check scoring, statistics, and more. Matt Embry will continue his updates on the high school basketball scoreboard. And, of course, we'll count down to what will be holiday tournament time for both these two schools as well during a postgame show looking ahead for both Marion and these Mishawaka Cavemen. A wild one here that saw us tied at 22 at the end of the first half. It was 35-32 after three. Mishawaka led. But Marion will run out of here with a one-point road victory. Knights 48, Cavemen 47. Postgame show from Sonic is next. Stay tuned.